Martin Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The gender pay gap has not improved in the Metro Nashville workforce since tracking began more than a decade ago. But newly published data shows that starting pay is almost identical for men and women when they're first hired to work for the city. Jihan Mohammed is a research analyst with the Metro Human Relations Commission and produced the Inclus Civics report.
When you look at the starting salary, it looks great. We're like, oh, okay, yeah, me and the man are going to earn almost an identical salary, and hopefully we're going to get promoted and get paid. But something happens. Women are staying behind men.
On our midday show, This is Nashville, Mohammed suggested the city undertake a review of promotions to identify why the pay gap widens the longer women work for the city. The Inclus Civics report also recommends that the city gives its employees the option to identify as non-binary, so that data can be captured and analyzed before the next reporting period. All of Middle Tennessee is now officially in a drought, and all but a small portion of the rest of the state is considered, at best, abnormally dry. That's according to the latest update of the U.S. Drought Monitor. Most of the mid-state is categorized as D1, which means a moderate drought, but things are more extreme along the Tennessee River and in areas of West Tennessee that are north of I-40. And there's very little chance of rain in the area over the coming week when temperatures could reach near record highs. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.